the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. Hey, this is Roy Richardson, your friendly neighborhood tech troublemaker, and welcome to the One-Off Technology Podcast Live. Tonight's episode, we're talking about storytelling through YouTube. And the thing I find is that people love to watch videos where you tell a story, and it makes it so much easier. Whatever it is that you are doing, if you tell a story, it gets them much more engaged, much more involved. And so somebody is here to help me tonight talk about story and storytelling, and it's Heather Roma. How are you tonight? And she is she's a script writer, a script consultant. She does workshops where she helps people with personal branding to help tell their story. It's amazing how many brand stories there are. And I'm just going to hush and tell us all the cool stuff about yourself.
You said it all. That's all there is.
No, there's way more than that, but that's okay. They'll find out. They'll find out along the way. So
yeah. So I have experience as a screenwriter and a screen reader, which is I spend a lot of time reading people's screenplays and submitting notes for the writers. So a lot of deep dive into structure, what makes a good screenplay, why is this working, why is this not working, really breaking down all the different elements of a screenplay, and putting your finger on what it is. Like, you ever seen a movie and you're like, okay, that didn't quite live up to my expectations, but I can't put my finger on why. So that's what I spent my time doing, like figuring out that why. So that led me into deep dive into story structure. And then when it came time to start my own business, I really wasn't, it takes, like, being a screenplay analyst takes a lot of time. It's a lot of reading, a lot of writing, and I just didn't want to do that full time. So I was really looking at how I could help and serve the entrepreneurial content creating world out there, and how I could use my storytelling skills and my design skills as a graphic designer, and kind of landed on how to use storytelling to write your story and build your brand based on your story, and then take that written story and do a visual version of that to build your visual brand as well.
And that's what I have trouble with. I'm working on building my brand. I don't know what it is yet. I think it's Raisin Brand, but I'm working on it. It's going to work. I got faith.
So we're looking at purple and
definitely.
Raisins will be your brand markings.
Brand markings. Yeah. I'll have to go license. I heard it through the grapevine, and it'll just be great. I'll have to do a little claymation figures. That may be more interesting to do little claymation figures of myself doing my videos. People may watch that more, so we'll see. All right, so we're going to talk through kind of the story building process and everything it takes. And by the way, before we get too far, I just want to say, hey, Marcus is out there saying hi to both of us, Roy and Heather. Marcus, thank you so much for coming by. Dependable Marcus, he's just everywhere. I still say he doesn't sleep. I don't know how he does it. He works, you know, full-time job, and then watches every video that comes on from our group. So it's just a trip. So, all right, we're going to do what I like to call going to the boards. So here we go. Storytelling with YouTube. All right. So first of all, this is a problem that I run into, figuring out who my audience is. You can't reach your audience if you don't know who they are. If you make this story and you try to make it a story that you think everybody's going to want, then nobody wants it, it seems. I mean, there are stories of legend, of course, that everybody reads, but, you know, whenever you're trying to do a YouTube video, that's what I'm finding. Do you find scripts a lot of times have difficulty kind of finding their audience?
They do. They do. And yeah, as far as, you know, when you're trying to figure out what your business or your brand is, it's a similar thing where you feel like you have so much to offer. So you want to offer it to everybody, but really, the importance of niching down, I can't even stress enough. And it freaks a lot of people out when they hear niche down, because they don't want to like get too specific, because they're going to like, you know, not reach everybody they want to reach. But it really, really doesn't work like that. Like, in order to really grow, you have to niche down. It's like a brain teaser almost. If you want to grow, you niche down. But really, that doesn't mean that you can't help someone outside of your niche, right? There are going to always be people outside of your niche that are going to benefit from your content. So that's okay. It's just that getting into the mind frame before you know, script out your video or whatever it is, or before you go to do a live stream, like, you really want to get into the mindset and the headspace of where your niche person is, so that you can super target what their pain points and what their struggles are with everything that you're putting out there and all your content.
Yeah, that's one of the things I know, that process where you build your avatar, you figure out who that ideal person is that's going to watch your channel, and you build that person piece by piece. You say, well, you know, their name is Joe, and they, you know, play golf on Saturdays, and they watch YouTube on Sundays or something. I don't know, just to figure out what your niche is. He's between this age and this age. He makes this much money, and he has disposable income. So if you had some merch, he'd buy it, you know, that kind of thing. You know, just, you know, I know that people are looking for their, you know, try to figure out what is my story that I'm telling. And then the other part, and that kind of feeds into this, you got to set a goal. What idea are you wanting to convey to your audience? And what's the goal of your video? Sometimes it feels like my videos don't make a lot of sense. I've gotten better with that. I've definitely feel like, I'm sure you feel this way when you read a script and like, well, they started off okay, but then they lost their way. They don't know where they're going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And in terms of your audience, you know, your ideal person, that's your protagonist in your story. And if you don't know who your protagonist is, you're not going to be telling a very engaging story. So it's really, really important to flesh out who your protagonist is. And then once you know who they are and what they're struggling with, you can come up with tons of content, because you have all those issues they're having, what the things that they're struggling with, and then you have your goal for every video, right? Well, what are they struggling with? Well, they're struggling with, you know, this tech thing, or the, you know, whatever the thing is that's within your niche. For me, it's branding. So all those little things that comprise, like, how to come up with a brand and design a brand, like, all those little things become topics, you know, and those become the goal or the promise of your video.
That's awesome. I don't think I really thought of it that way. And then the other thing, is it true your protagonist doesn't necessarily have to be a person? It could be a circumstance per se. I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, it's a person, but every person is conflicted. They've got struggles, right? Any good story has a person or a group of, it can be a group of people, but like, they have some kind of struggle in the beginning that they need to work through. They need to accomplish, like, a mission they need to accomplish, something that they need to figure out, some kind of training that they need to go through. So it's a combination of who they are and what their struggle is.
Yeah. And we got some more shout outs. Boston Don out there saying hi, Heather and Roy, and Marcus, of course, saying hi to Don. And then good early morning to Marcus. Yes, it's definitely a good early morning for Marcus. And then Andy says, hey, the promise is Roma.
Hey, helper.
All right. So now the other thing I want to talk about, types of stories. And I don't know about you, my favorite type of story is an origin story, because you are a huge Marvel fan. I am as well. And I love how each hero gets their start. You know, and then, of course, Star Wars, I know you're a big Star Wars fan as well. You know, when Luke Skywalker gets his start, he's just a farm boy on Tatooine, and he dreams of going to the stars, and he doesn't really know his dad's backstory. Of course, I still want to know how Ben Kenobi didn't know about R2-D2. I just have a problem with that. So hopefully, hopefully the Obi-Wan series is coming out on Disney Plus soon. We'll fill that plot hole because I've got
May 25th.
Yeah,
not that I'm counting.
Like, how do you not know that you had a droid? Well, you didn't really own the droid, but there was a droid before. He's like been around everywhere you went.
With every battle with Obi-Wan and Anakin, every single battle in the Clone Wars.
So, you know, I often think, well, as a YouTuber, is there an origin story I can tell? Or the other thing, people can relate very much to failure stories. You know, like I did this thing. It was a complete and utter failure, and people can relate to that if it's something that matches up with them. You know, what do you think about these types of stories?
Yeah, so what people don't realize is that, I'm going to bring it back to brand because that's my thing, but like how you got to this point in your journey as a YouTuber or content creator or entrepreneur, that is your origin story. So you're the guru, right? You're the guru of the story. You have your protagonist who is the ideal person that you're trying to help, and you're the guru. So it helps to figure out what your brand story is, to actually write down how you got here. Like, what are the things that you struggled with? What's your background? How did you figure out and kind of solve a lot of these things? Because, you know, you really only have to be a couple of steps ahead of the people that you're trying to help. So they want to see that you've been where they are, you've had the same struggles, and you kind of figured out some of these solutions. And then they're going to be like, that's my guru. This Roy, he's my guru because like he's worked through a lot of these tech issues that I'm going through right now.
Yeah, I'm more of an Uruk. I'm a backwards guru, so it doesn't. Uruk. I'm an Uruk. Yeah, and Boston Don says that is definitely our origin story. Yeah, definitely. I like that. Talk about where I came from, and I've done videos like that, but they weren't recorded videos, just live sessions where I talk about, well, I started off with this piece of gear, and for a long time I was just a gear collector because I didn't have the nerve to push that go live button, so I kept collecting gear because I had to be perfect when I did finally go live, and of course perfection never came. So anyway, okay,
exactly.
And then, you know, some other types of stories, like a winning story. So like a story where you tell how you won, you know, some challenge where you came out ahead. Those are definitely fascinating stories where people, perseverance, and they're just win the day. Just thoughts there. And then a kudos story where you talk about others' achievements. So the thing is not to be all centered on yourself, but to focus on others and talk about great things that they did. And so those are just some different types of stories I was kind of thinking.
Yeah. So basically the bottom line with storytelling is like, you know, there's a big push for this. I mean, you can type into YouTube, you know, how to use storytelling in video, then you'll get like tons and tons and tons of videos on how to do this. And it's like people are understanding that it's important, but it's the why that I don't see a lot of. And if you relate it back to movies, it's like, why, when you watch a movie and it's just like amazing, right? It's amazing. Why was it so good for you? It's because it made you feel something, right? It evoked some kind of emotion in you. Doesn't matter what that emotion is. Could be it made you hysterical. Could be it just made you feel empowered. It could be, you know, any emotion. It made you feel something. Whenever you watched a movie and you were like, meh, it's because you didn't care. You didn't feel anything, right? So when we're talking about our own content, we want to make people feel something, even if it's just a little 5-minute video on how to, you know, it solves a problem of how to use this piece of technology or something. Maybe they're really struggling with that. And when they see someone work through it, it's like, oh, I've been looking for this answer. Thank you. You know, you've all watched a video that helped you figure out a solution to a problem. And you were just like, yes, thank you so much. It's that release. It's like an endorphin release, you know. And at the same token, you've watched through, you know, you've been looking for an answer and you've watched like 16 videos and still didn't get the answer you're looking for. And it's just like, oh, you know, it's so frustrating. So
yeah,
the key is that when you feel something, that makes you, so what do you do when you watch a movie and it was really, really awesome? What's the next thing you do?
Well, then I have to go find the book, or I have to, like, when's the sequel come out? Because I can't wait. Or I have to go right online and hit IMDb.
It's a response. You want to respond to it somehow, yeah, right? You want to respond. And that's what we want in order for our videos to succeed. We want people to respond to them, right? Comment, like, that kind of thing. And then after that, we want them to share it, right? You tell people when you see an awesome movie, you tell everyone you just saw this awesome movie. You have to see this awesome movie, right? And those are the keys to success, you know, on YouTube. Feel, make them feel something, make them want to respond to it, and then make them want to share it.
What was the last awesome movie that you saw?
I just went to the theater for the first time in over 2 years to finally see Spider-Man No Way Home. Wow. So yeah. I can't believe I didn't get any spoilers. Like, it was all, I don't know how. Because I'm like on YouTube like this with my blinders on. I'm just looking for all the Star Wars information and going, oh, Marvel, no, don't look, no spoilers. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, you had to really try hard to find a special rock to try to hide under to try to avoid the spoilers because they were everywhere.
They were everywhere.
And then when you come back, I always like going on YouTube then and watching all the commentary. Well, then this happened and then this happened. And then, but we knew this was going to happen because this was foreshadowed in the movie poster, or it was foreshadowed in the trailer that they did. So yeah, okay. So yeah,
yeah,
yeah. All right, and so, you know, people like behind the scenes stories. I kind of find that's always very fascinating for people to kind of do. Of course, that's not something really all that scripted, but then a how-to story, which is where my area kind of is. I like to do how-tos and say, this is how you do this. Like, currently I'm doing a series on Google search, you know, search secrets on how to find lots of stuff on Google. I'll put a link to it right up here so you can find it. Let me get my fingers in the right spot. There we go. Right there. I'll put it there. But anyway,
I don't see it.
it'll be there later. I'll put it in that. It'll be there in post. And then when it comes to videos, though, the whole storytelling process, you got to create a script, and then it's Once Upon a Time, or it was a Darkest Stormy Night, or the Best of Times, the Worst of Times. It all works out in the end, and if it hasn't worked out, it's not the end. So we're going to talk about the hero's journey, and this is an abbreviated version for YouTube. So this is pretty basic. Every video has a beginning and a middle and an end. But to be interesting, the beginning is a setup or a problem. And then the middle is a conflict, and then the end is resolution. I'm sure, you know, Joseph Campbell's the hero's journey. There are so many other variations on this theme, of course. But what are your thoughts? So if you were doing a branding video for somebody on YouTube, what would you kind of tell them, you know, kind of abbreviated version of that? What would you tell them? This is the process you should go through to make that video.
Yeah. So the setup would involve your hook, right? So we know that everybody's attention span is like super short, and they're not going to stick around if you don't let them know why they need to stay. What's the promise of your video? So grab them with an interesting hook and the promise of why should I stick around for this video? You know, let them know what set the stage with what problem you're going to be solving for them, right? And then the middle is where the plot thickens. It's the actual meat of the story. So you deliver your value, your content. And then the resolution is like the feeling, right? It comes back to the feeling. This is where you want to deliver that feeling of, look what we figured out. This is the problem we solved. Doesn't this feel great? And then your call to action is involved in the resolution too. You always want to have something for them to do, to click on, to sign up for, that kind of thing.
Like, for example, if you like this video, you should hit that like button. You know, smoosh the like button. Smoosh the like button. That tells YouTube that you can at least mildly tolerate my content.
Yes. So. Don't do that in the beginning, in the setup of your video. Don't do that. That's not where that goes.
No, because you
haven't given anyone a reason to do that yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we were talking about this earlier. You were talking about this earlier. The protagonist, that's our hero. And the antagonist is our enemy. And what I meant to say was that our antagonist doesn't necessarily have to be a person, because I was like thinking of, you know, different scenarios where, you know, it's a big ship or it's a whale. You know, it's, you know, big storm happening at sea that causes you to be delayed getting where you want to go, that kind of thing. So what's the difference between plot and story? A lot of us get those two things confused.
So, yeah. So story, it's sort of how it's, they're so closely connected that it is kind of easy to get them confused. But basically, if you think of like plotting your course on a map, right, it's certain places where you're going to stop along your journey. So it has to do with the specific points that I'm going to reach throughout the overall storyline, right? The story takes you someplace. It builds. There's a big climax and then there's a resolution. But there's certain points in the story or along the journey that you have to hit, different elements that need to be there. For example, like in a screenplay, they're called turning points. It's something that happens usually to the protagonist that changes things for them and makes them go on a different journey where they thought they were going to be heading. It's like the Luke Skywalker. In the Luke Skywalker example, it's where the Empire tracks down his family and burdens his aunt and uncle, right? That's the turning point that actually makes him go, okay, I'm going with this Kenobi guy on this adventure and I'm going to go be a Jedi. So plot is like, where are these key elements that I need to have in my story in order to keep it moving, to give it momentum, to give it build and climax and structure.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. And we got some more comments out there. Let's see what else we got. Let's see. Maybe a little behind. Andy says, stories can be aspirations without lecturing, preaching, or screeching. The struggles with that pity, but moving forward. And then Boston Don says, right on, Andy, so true. I'm going to just put some excitement into it, Don. I know that you would say it that way because you are an exciting guy. Yeah. And then Gear Collector, now that's a story. Yes, I was a gear collector before I was a YouTuber. I was a YouTuber wannabe, so I kept collecting all the gear for it. And then Andy says, emotion, yes, yes, yes. And I'm trying to remember where we were talking about that, but it's appropriate, I'm sure. Boston Time, you're connected and then you care about it. Exactly. So the hook is you get them in and, you know, hey, this is why this is important to you. That's me. I'm always like, And then Marcus says, Andy, you're one of the greatest storytellers I know.
Truly.
And then the FX show, Better Things, is pure story, pure emotion. Perfect example of what Heather's talking about. I have watched a couple episodes of this new season of Better Things. Now I gotta go back and watch like the earlier seasons because I saw it and said, that's interesting. She parents like I do. So
I haven't seen it, so I don't have the reference. I have seen Stranger Things. I can talk all night and all day about Stranger Things, but I have not seen Better
Things. We can come back for another episode. We'll talk about Stranger Things, figure out how to tie it into storytelling, and then we'll go. And then Andy says, wow, Marcus, thank you. Yep. And then my wife is watching. And she says, great info. And you got to have heart. So, cool beans.
Absolutely.
All right. So one of the things, this is one of the things that I struggle with is the editing process for me, because I will do something. I'll say, oh, that's awesome. I think everybody will love it. But what I'm finding, it says you may film so much video, but when it comes to telling the story, editing the story down just to the basics. Like, for example, I'll do a how-to video, and then suddenly I'm explaining why they may want to do something. And that's the minute that my graph says, yeah, we're not out of here. We're gone. And I'm like, but that's the interesting part. Why don't you want to watch that? So I've been thinking about doing, like, little shorter videos and say, okay, if you want to know why I should do that, go here to this video and see what happens. And I keep forgetting to do that. But, I mean, so, you know, obviously when you're doing a movie, when you're doing a script for a movie, there you got to have some emotion and heart and that kind of stuff. But YouTube is different. It's either got to be all heart with something that pulls you in, or all emotion with something that pulls you in that gets you to watch. I mean, what are your thoughts here on video editing?
I don't know. I think the best combination is you know, someone who's solving problems for you, specific problems that you have, and they're also really entertaining to listen to and make you laugh. Like, I will gravitate to someone who makes me laugh every time over someone who's just like really professionally, their videos are fantastic. They're all, you know, wonderfully put together and edited and everything, but they're kind of just delivering the content, not deadpan, but just like blah, 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 blah. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Like, I'll always gravitate towards someone who has like little memes that come up and sound effects. Like, not that you have to have all that, but like, be entertaining about it, you know, be funny. And that's just my personal taste, but like, those are ways to make people feel something. If you're delivering a solution that may not lend itself as much to, you know, being hysterical, or, you know what I mean? Just like, put your personality into it, put little funny quirks into it, sound effect, you know, some way to make it a little more entertaining.
I know. So already so my next show, I'm going to have memes that just pop up randomly while I'm going forward. And then occasionally people will clap or laugh. So we'll have laughter. So we'll be ready. I'm going to do it.
Were we watching Cheers?
I love Cheers. Cheers is like one of my favorite shows.
Right?
I was just
good stuff.
That Seinfeld, you know, it's one of those shows. Like, why is this show funny? It's just funny because it's funny. All right. So we reached a point. We reached a stopping point. So let's go back. So let's back up. Let's talk. So we talked through the story kind of telling process. What do you kind of think is like the best advice for any kind of new YouTuber who is trying to get his channel to have traction and thinks that he needs to kind of use story to really convey things, to really get his ideas out there, or her ideas out there, their ideas out there? What do you think?
Well, it may shock you, but I think it all comes back to branding. And, you know, that word kind of scares some people because they're like, I don't know how to brand. I don't know what that means. But you are your brand, and your story is your brand. It's not just like picking a color palette that you enjoy or some fonts that look good with this, you know, that match, coordinate and look at. It's you. You're your brand. So what I do in my workshops is I really delve into your story as a content creator, like we talked about, who's your ideal audience and what are their struggles. And we actually write this all out together into a fillable workbook that I created. And then we go into the origin story, your origin story. And then, you know, we talk about your kind of how you kind of came through these struggles and what your solution is and now how you're helping other people. And there's the calls to action. We list out those things, you know, whether that's join your YouTube channel, subscribe to your YouTube channel, join your newsletter, take your course, you know, whatever those calls to action things are, we put all those down in the story. And then the feeling part at the end is like, you know, when people look at some of your content, watch your YouTube video, look at your Instagram post or reel or whatever, what are they going to feel? What do you want them to feel when they see your branded content? And we actually write all of those things down and focus on those feeling words. And then the next step after the story is written and polished is that we mood board all those things out. So the visual vibe for your brand matches up with your story. So it's really just you, you know, it's not some, you know, complicated thing where you need to research and, you know, go to college and learn how to brand. It's you, you know? So if you can really focus on who you're serving and why, the why is the big piece, then your story kind of becomes like the handbook for everything that you put out there, all of your content.
So now I need to sign up for the workshop because this sounds exactly like what I need. And by the way, I was going to say, this is so you can go here. You can find Heather on Facebook at facebook.com/turningscenes. This is her place to go to find her. And then she will lead you to her website where you can look at the various workshops. She has a branding workshop. When I read all the details and then she just told you all the details, I'm like, wow, that's like really cool. I need to do that. And so that's very
turningscenes.com. Yeah. And then I do a free consultation, half hour consultation. If you're not sure if you're ready or have those basic ideas fleshed out enough, we can talk about it and see if you're ready.
And I already know if you wait till you're ready, you won't do it.
That's true.
So that's you true. Just need to just like hitting that go live button. You just need to go visit Heather and work through the workshop there and learn about branding. Cause I struggle with branding. I am an awkward human being. That's my brand. So you guys just live with it. Okay. There it is. You know,
that's who you are. We can harness it. It's harness the awkwardness.
Awkward is my superpower. So, yeah. All right. So now we're going to do what I call the lightning round. All right. You ready?
Oh dear. I guess so.
All right. Lightning round. All right. Texting or talking?
Texting.
Okay. Winning the lottery or finding your soulmate?
Winning the lottery.
Bad haircut or a bad dye job?
Oof. God. Bad haircut.
Okay. Air guitar or air drums?
Air guitar.
Okay. Ketchup or ranch?
Ranch.
All right. Comedian in a serious film or a serious actor in a comedy film?
Comedian in a serious film.
All right. Absolutely. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Okay. Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
New York.
Okay. Nickname your parents used to call you?
HJ.
Okay. Favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. Rich and famous or rich and unknown?
Rich and unknown.
At what age do you want to retire?
Next year.
Ambition or comfort?
Comfort.
Okay. Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
No.
Okay. First celebrity crush?
Oh, God. Probably Ralph Macchio. I'm so old, you guys. I'm really old. Probably don't even know who that is.
He's on Cobra Kai. So,
anyway. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you gotta see it.
I know. Everybody keeps saying.
Yeah, you gotta see it. All right. This is now on the list. C-3PO or R2-D2?
R2.
Okay. Sure. Ninjas or pirates? That's how we end. Ninjas or pirates?
Oh, that's so hard. Ninjas.
I always go pirates. I don't know. So many people pick ninjas.
That's all right. I like them both.
Yeah. I after seeing, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, Jack Sparrow, like, oh man, it would be cool to be a pirate. So that's just how life works. So, all right. That is our show. Thank you so much, Heather, for being on the show tonight. Hopefully everybody got some great information. Let's go see. We got some more shout outs, I think, here. Let's see. Stranger Things, Better Things, Great Storytelling. So Andy H says you got to go watch Stranger Things. I think they should mash the two together. and you know, that'd be great. And then my wife says you will love Cobra Kai. So yeah,
all right.
She's watched
your word for it.
All four seasons of Cobra Kai. So wasn't Ralph Macchio in? Hang on. Rats! I can't think. It was a Francis Ford Coppola movie. I read the book. The book was amazing, but then the movie got butchered in editing. And so it was just terrible. I can't even think of it. Why can't it had all the guys that were famous during that period of time right before they were big time famous. I'm ashamed. I can't. Pony Boy was like the lead character. Okay. We won't play movie trivia. That's it. No more movie trivia. I don't know why it popped into my head. I'm like, that was a movie. I can't remember what part he played anyway. Anyway, that's it. Heather, thank you so much. Definitely go out and check out Heather, where you will find her on Facebook, and then also turningscenes.com, and go and see about her workshop. I highly recommend it. I've already trying to figure out my branding and feel like, okay, it's more important than I thought it was. So maybe I need to do something. And so that's it. Any last thoughts?
Just thank you for having me on. It's been a blast.
Well, I really appreciate you being here
and letting me ramble about storytelling.
There's, you know, Film Booth is, I don't want anybody to run off and go see Film Booth's website yet, but YouTube channel, but Film Booth, I love Ed at Film Booth. He does such great storytelling in his videos. And that is why I'm like, I'm missing it. I don't know how to get there. He just does such a great job with his videos. So it's masterful editing, great job with B-roll, and he makes a story out of it. So anyway.
You wanted to share it with us, so he must have done it really well.
He did. Especially the one where he did time travel. Steve, where he's like, replay. Yes, you'll have to roll back to the beginning, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Do it again. Now, Heather, we have to do the whole show again. Steve's just now getting here.
All right. I'm down for it. I might want to get a chair, though, because standing for another hour, maybe not so much. But. No.
Thank you so much for being on the show. And that's it, guys. Good night, everybody. Here's where we do the outro. Bye. Hey, thanks so much for watching. This is episode 7 in season 4, where we talk about storytelling. I am out there in the Twitterverse as Tech Trouble MKR. So Tech Trouble MKR on Twitter. If you're on Facebook, I am Tech Troublemaker, all spelled out. And I'm on YouTube, of course, since I talk about it so much. I'm on YouTube as Tech Troublemaker. So feel free to go to one of those places, drop me a line, give me a comment. How you like the show? What can I do better? What would be an episode you'd love to hear? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week.